Hello, welcome to the first ever Why You Worried About It podcast. So thank you so much for being here. I am Lindsay Bush with Country Crossroads Counseling, the HR director.
And hi, everybody. We're so glad that you're here. My name is Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I'm a motivational speaker, and we are here to help you live your very best life. We have been so excited about this. I think for years we have talked about this, Lindsay.
We have. Mm-hmm. We've passed around a lot of ideas.
Yes. And so we went around too with the title of it, but we kept circling back to the same title over and over again, and we landed on it. Yep.
It's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah. Tell them about it, what it is.
So why are you worried about it?
Yep.
We're looking at living life towards a better you. And why are you worried about it? Just anything.
That's right. I have a really good friend up in South Dakota named Jessie. And she has this little saying that she always says, you know, about anything in life, you know, why are you worried about it? And if it's something that we should be worried about on this podcast, we are going to talk about it. And if it is something that you shouldn't be worried about, we're also going to talk about that. Because I think sometimes as humans, we worry about a lot of things that will never happen. And so this is kind of a podcast geared towards mental health and being our best self. So some of the purposes and some of the things we're going to do with it is we just want to make life better for a lot of people. And I am actually a licensed professional counselor, and I'm a motivational speaker, and I get to travel all over the place and do trainings for companies and kind of have a big outreach. Our mission is always to get the word out about mental health to the masses. And what about you? Who are you and what are...
Who am I? I am Hot Mess Express, but day to day, I am the HR director at Country Crossroads Counseling, and I love it. I love working with people. I love seeing the changes in the lives that we're impacting and the people that we're touching every day, not just the clients we see, but in our staff. I absolutely love it. And my background's in medical, so I've got a lot of experience just working with people in different capacities, and I really love it.
Yes. And I feel like you've brought such a different element to the table as far as with our company and how it's grown. You've really made our culture feel like people are cared for and valued. And we're going to talk about that as well for anybody out there. But some other things about this podcast, this is kind of an introductory. We're kind of getting used to this ourselves. And then we also want to hear from people kind of what they're wanting to hear. But we want to help people think healthier. We want to be real on here and genuine. We are a total work in progress. The other day, Lindsay and I were talking about how on paper, I feel like, you know, I look really good. I got the credentials and I've helped a lot of people. However, in life in general, I'm a work in progress like we all are. And I've got a lot of things that, you know, I feel like I'm processing and dealing with. And that's what we want to do is grow with you and help people and help ourselves through this whole purpose. So you might hear us just be really real. And we want to have a lot of fun. We want to make this entertaining, but also we want to give you guys a tip, something that you can learn and apply to your own life. So with that, we wanted to tell you a little bit just about the company and kind of what we do. We're Country Crossroads Counseling, and we're mental health, but we help people literally with anything that they might be going on, I guess, in life.
Yeah. So Country Crossroads actually started it's been back in 2015, and Susie started all by her little self. It was after Merle gave you the green light because really he thought you actually did therapy on the horses, and he thought you had some superpowers that the rest of us didn't know about. So you should definitely tell the people that story.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny, but Merle, you'll hear us talk about Merle, and he'll probably be on the show a couple times. He's a hoot, and he's a fun guy, but we have to kind of filter him sometimes. But back when I first met him years ago, he thought that I was a pet psychic, and he thought that I could read pets' minds. And so every time I'd come to the barn, I was riding a horse at that time, and I was taking lessons from him, and he would meet me, and he would just say, you know, she seems normal. But man, you couldn't be normal being a pet psychic. So there's something wrong there. And then it was kind of after we started talking more, then he figured out I was actually a human that did counseling. We all know I'm human. But then what happened is, you know, years later, obviously fast forward, we get married and I'm starting this business. And he said, let's start it right here in my horse barn at Kingsville, Missouri. And then, you know, if it grows and whatever, then we can go get that strip mall and that you always wanted it or whatnot. And what we found is that people loved coming to the barn and they love doing therapy out here. They love the drive. They drove from all over the place and they love the nature and the animals and our horses and our cows and our corgis. We've got a lot of corgis going on.
Corgi Nation. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then since then, it's just kind of grown and we've opened up more locations to get people mental health services. We are now, and we're always kind of keeping it rural. That's kind of a big deal to us is to get mental health out to places where people maybe wouldn't be able to have access to that. And then since then, we've grown into some schools and we've over in 20 schools, over 20 schools that we have sent a therapist into.
Yeah. Lots of things in the works too. I mean, just since I've came on in 2021, I think I came on it. We've grown so much. And we were just talking about how exciting we have so many different things that we've got going with awesome therapists that kind of are heading it up and like the passion that they each have and each of their areas is really something that I'm excited about. I'm so proud to be a part of the team to watch it grow and all the things we have to offer everybody. So hitting the masses like Susie wants.
That's right. That's
we all
right.
do.
Yep. So, and we'll kind of, as we go and we do more and more episodes, we'll kind of talk about some of the different programs and whatnot too, just with our critters and suicide prevention. We do a lot of different things. But one of the things that we kind of wanted to focus on today is we really wanted to talk about kind of the mental health crisis going on.
Yeah. And prefacing again, I've only been with the company now for, gosh, 2.5 years, but it has grown substantially. I was lucky enough to kind of take on the beast of our wait list when we came on. And just watching the need from people, it's really, since really the pandemic, it's bittersweet because people are not afraid to talk about it. They're more open to saying, yeah, I need help. And that's an amazing thing, but it's creating a problem because there's not enough people out here to give the one-on-one set down care that the people are really needing and wanting. So we're desperately looking for ways that we can help people in a bigger capacity, knowing that we have a wait list. How can we help the people that are waiting? They've done the biggest step and they've reached out and they've tried to get help. And now they're probably desperately hanging on and just looking for anything. So we're just trying to think of ideas. How can we help these people as they wait?
I'm really glad that you brought up the pandemic because I think, you know, if I were to ask everybody, are you guys sick and tired of talking about the pandemic? Everybody would say they are. And we're 4 years after it. But I always think, man, we kind of have to talk about it because since then, we literally have had the highest rates of people reporting being more stressed out than they've ever been. We have the highest rates of depression, anxiety, hospital stays for psychiatric needs. We also, unfortunately, we had the highest suicide rate we've ever had. In 2022, over 49,000 people died by suicide in the United States. It's the highest it's ever been. And so, you know, we are really trying to get people that help, like you said, and licensed professional counselors and social workers and anybody in that field, psychiatrists. There is not enough of them. So if you are out there and you are looking for a field that is rapidly growing and a field that you can make a difference in, get in some kind of mental health program. They're even doing awesome like programs at community college now that do behavioral specialists. So if you only want to do the 1 or 2 years of school, man, you could be jump right in this field. And it really is a great field to be in. I feel like it's really, really rewarding. But like Lindsay said, one of the things we kind of wanted to talk about today was what if you are maybe not on board with therapy yet, or you are on board with therapy, but you just can't get in somewhere to see anybody. What are some things that you can do? What are some helpful things that you could maybe do at home?
Yeah. And being in the rural areas too, I think we do run into a lot of that. The stigma is still out there. There's a lot of people that just think, oh, it's not for me, or, oh, I'm tough. I'm a farmer. I don't talk about my problems, or we were raised not to cry or to have feelings. And it's a very real thing. Obviously we all have it, but there are still things if you're not ready to reach out and have that one-on-one communication with somebody in that capacity, there are things you can do on your own. And there's a lot of different coping skills that you can learn that you can do that you don't have to make a big thing about it. You don't have to tell the world on Facebook that you're doing coping skills at home, but you can do it and you can really work on yourself if that's what you want. If you want to better yourself, then there's a lot of things that we can do and help you learn about to help yourself, really.
One of the things I noticed, you know, I go all over the United States, actually, and I speak to different groups and companies about their mental health and coping skills. I teach a lot of coping skills, and I'll literally get out into the field and I'll be talking to construction workers, and it'll be like on their lunch break, and they'll bring in pizza, and these big strong guys will come in and listen to me. And it's so amazing that almost like you open that door for them to be able to say, oh gosh, somebody's talking about it, it's okay. And then they want to talk about their sister or their family member, because we all, no matter who you are as humans, if you're breathing, you have had some kind of encounter either with yourself, like you've been struggling at one time, or maybe a family member, a loved one, a friend. We all can relate. And so just getting this word out and letting them know, like, it's okay. But it's so funny, because I always go around at the end of my presentations and I'll say, what did you take away from today? Like, what did you get from today? And they'll tell me the craziest things, like just, oh, I love the deep breathing. I didn't know that I could do that. And then I'll come back to that same group and they'll say, oh, I taught my kid, because my kid plays sports, that breathing technique, or changing your thoughts. Like, they didn't realize that it's so, you know, it's something that you can work on and you can do, and it can really change the quality of our life. And I think a lot of people don't even realize too, that the average human every day has over 60,000 thoughts. That's a lot. That's a lot. And our brains are actually programmed to think more negatively than they ever are positive. And so we have to work like extra hard to change those thoughts. So we were going to kind of talk about a couple go-to coping skills today. So being a therapist, I love teaching just people ways to deal with stuff. And one of the coping skills that we always use, we love, is the power of our breath. And before I was a therapist, I literally did not know the right way to breathe. And I had anxiety, but I just didn't realize that there's actually like an art to it. And there's a skill to it. And there's a way to do it. But anytime you breathe in and you breathe out through your mouth, you should breathe out basically double of what you're taking in. And our heart rate is actually the first thing to change when our emotions are high. So if we can get that heart rate kind of calmed down, it can really make a big difference. So let's just redo it.
I love it.
So I'm going to tell everybody right now, kind of get comfortable in your chair, or if you're driving or whatever you're doing.
Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open. Yeah, don't do anything crazy here. But what you're going to do, we're going to do it together, is you're going to breathe in through your nose really big for four. Ready? Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. And then you're going to hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then you're going to breathe out through your mouth for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's try it one more time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Through your nose. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathe out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So right there, you should kind of feel that release, and just kind of that that feeling. It like I said, it goes right to your heart. One reason I love 4, 7, 8, 2 is that you can use it if you can't sleep at night, and the numbers actually distract you from whatever those thoughts are. Mm-hmm. And so I like to use it. When do you use your breathing techniques?
With my children,
because they're like just on edge, and I just got to walk away and just take my deep breaths and breathe out. And yeah, that's definitely when I use my deep breathing. Proud mom over here. Love them. But they make me breathe heavy.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like to use it. Like I said, if I can't sleep at night, I use it before things I'm nervous about. There's a saying that says, when emotions are high, logic is low. So if you can just breathe through a lot of things, it can be really helpful. So, and then the other kind of tip I think we should teach him today.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Thought stopping. Yeah. I'm not a therapist. I stick to paperwork, but I love thought stopping, and I use it all the time with my kids, with people that are in my lives, whenever they're kind of negative thinkers. And I do it with myself too, just because it's like Susie said, most of your thoughts are always going to be those negative ones that pop in. And then if you let them take over, it's a funnel, and you just go down this deep, dark tunnel of all these terrible thoughts. And so I love thought stopping, because it really makes you stop and be very intentional about what you're thinking about and what your next thought is. And sharing about having all those thoughts, and most of them are negative, the crazy thing about your brain, and I've heard you teach this to so many people, is you can retrain your brain. So the more you work on it, yeah, it's hard and it's very intentional at first, but the more you teach yourself to start thinking more positively, then it just is more natural to replace those negative thoughts with positive thought. So I really love it. I'm not going to get into the semantics of it, because that's Susie, but
yeah, yes, absolutely. So I always tell people, you can't control that first thought, but you can control the second thought. And so that's kind of the beauty of it. And so how it goes is, we're going to apply this right now to your life. But I want you right now to think of a negative thought that you've had in the last couple days. Just one. Yeah, I know it's hard. It's hard to kind of get that negative thought, but think about it. You got it? Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So how does that thought then make you feel? Because our thoughts are so closely connected with how we feel. So you think about that feeling.
Not fun.
Not fun. No. Unpleasant, probably, right? And then our feelings really lead into what we do as humans and lead into that behavior. So then what does that thought make you feel? What does it make you do then? Like your behavior. Sometimes people get avoidant. Sometimes people just, don't want to deal with it.
Fussy.
Yep. So here's how it goes. So now, after you've had that negative thought, and I always kind of let it be like an alarm clock going off in my brain. Like when I'm feeling bad, that means that I'm probably thinking poorly and not my fault. It's not like I wake up every day and I want to be negative Nancy. Like that's not my thing. But what I do is that's kind of my warning sign to say, stop it. And you literally say those words to yourself, stop it. And then I'm a visual person. I don't know about you, but I picture a huge stop sign right in front of me, bigger than this room, bigger than this light. And you say, stop it. And then you use these two magical words. And the two magical words I absolutely love are not helpful. And you're basically just reminding yourself like it's not helpful to think this way. And so then what you do with that, then you're going to try to change that thought and replace it with something that is a more helpful or healthier thought. So take whatever thought you had there, say stop it, and then the two magical words are what? Not helpful. And then you're going to go ahead and replace it, and you're going to think of something that is healthier and better. So I want you to think about that. You got that new thought?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So that's kind of how it works. And how does that new thought make you feel?
Hopeful.
Hopeful.
Excited.
Okay.
Yeah. And then fearless.
Cool. And then what does it make you want to do? What's your behavior behind that?
To stop having negative thoughts. It definitely makes you just rethink and not just drowned in the negativity. It makes you think about the positivity and what could happen. In my thought, I guess it makes me positive.
Absolutely. So that's kind of how it works. It's called thought stopping. But I'm going to tell people this, that it's one of those things that, you can do it right now and feel better and whatnot. But truly, you, as you go through life, you need to practice it over and over and over again. And it's not something that you just like make the negative thoughts disappear. You're always going to have them. But it's really about changing your brain and changing your thoughts. And there's something called neuroplasticity, which I get so excited about, but it's literally rewiring your brain to do this. And so sometimes if you get good at it happens so fast, like a snap of a finger. But this is the analogy I love. So if I were to get a gym membership today to Planet Fitness, and I were to go and I were to work out one time and do like one little circuit workout or whatever, would my body change?
Unfortunately, no, I've tried.
It doesn't. It takes a lot of repetitions, and this is the same as anything that we talk about on the show. It's going to be you putting it into practice. Us two, we're a work in progress. We do not have everything figured out. We 100% don't. I don't think anybody does. I think we all should be growing as humans and helping each other along the way, and that's kind of the whole mission of the show.
Absolutely, yep. That's our purpose.
Is to help people. So yeah, those are kind of our two tips for today. We kind of wanted to give you something always that you will be able to use and apply in your everyday life. And I also want to say that we're interested in you guys, and we're interested in what you all want to hear as far as what would be helpful for you. So they can find us on Facebook.
Country Crossroads Counseling, that's obviously our business, but that is kind of the best way to reach us. As you guys help us blow up this podcast, I'm sure we'll have a different way to reach us eventually, but right now that's how you want to find us. You can always email on our from our website too. You can hop on there. It's countrycrossroadscounseling.com and shoot any of us, me or Susie, an email and let us know your thoughts. We want to hear from you.
We want to know what you want to know more about. So
thank you so much for listening to us today with our very first ever podcast. Why are you worried about it?
We are so happy to be on this journey with you called life, and we are all on the road for a better you.